Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has called for sticking to the direction of dialogue and consultation so as to peacefully settle the Korean Peninsula issue. He has made the remark while attending the 7th China-Japan-South Korea Leaders Meeting in Tokyo.
We hope that all parties concerned will seize the current opportunity to promote the resumption of a dialogue and create conditions for the peaceful settlement of the nuclear issue and for peace and stability of the region. China will continue to play its constructive role in this respect.
The Premier has congratulated the DPRK and South Korea on their historic summit last month. He also hopes that the planned meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump will be smoothly carried out. During the summit, Li Keqiang has also called for a new cooperation mode of China-Japan-South Korea plus X. In explaining the concept, the Premier suggested the three sides, with leading economies in Asia, should open up the fourth party or even multi-party market to promote the rapid, sound development of the entire continent.
By opening our markets to one another at a wider level, our three sides can present tremendous opportunities to other parties and also develop together with other parties.
He also used the meeting to call for joint efforts to promote the trilateral relations to a new level.
While looking to the future and making active efforts to promote the relations of our three countries to a new level, we are willing to properly control and tackle our differences so as to make sure the relations of our three countries move on the right track of sustainability, health and stability. China has come with sincerity and goodwill.
The Chinese Premier is also urging accelerating negotiations for a trilateral free trade agreement and the achievement of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership at an early date, in a bid to promote the building of an East Asian economic community. For CRI, I'm Xie Chen.